So let's review. The Mishnah said, "Chamisha dvarim iros aviseinu b'shiva asa b'tamas, chamisha b'tishavav." Five things happened to our forefathers on the 7th day of Tammuz, and five things happened on the 9th of Av. The Gemara on the previous daf explained the five things of shiva asa b'tamas. On this daf, the Gemara elaborates on the five things that happened on Tishavav. B'tishavav nigzal aviseinu shlei kansul aretz. It was decreed upon our ancestors that they would not enter Eretz Yisrael. The first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Ubishniyah, the second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Vinokuta Beitar, the city of Beitar was conquered by the Romans. Vinechash Ha'ir, the city of Yerushalayim was plowed under. The Gemara now explains. B'tisha B'av, Nigzal Aviseinu Shalei Kansul Aretz. On the day of Tisha B'av, it was decreed upon their ancestors that they would not enter Eretz Yisrael. To prove this point, the Gemara proceeds to establish the dates of several major events which occurred in the second year the B'nai Yisrael were in the Midbar, based on the Pesukim. Before we continue, let us briefly review the major events of the first year. Tes Vav Nisan, Yitzis Mitzrayim, Zayin Tzivan, Kabbal Satara. 40 days later, Shiva Asa B'Tamas, Chera Egel. After Moshe Rabbeinu's two stints of 40 days in heaven, Yom Kippur, Vayim Hashem Salachti Kedvarecha, Hashem forgave the sin of the golden calf. Mimachas Yom Kippurim, Vayakal Moshe, Moshe gathered all of Klal Yisrael, and told them about building the Mishkan, which they did over the next few months. As the following brisa states, Shana Rishayna, Asa Moshe Esa Mishkan, Shnia Heikim Moshe Esa Mishkan, Vashilach Miraglim. After building all the components of the Mishkan during the second half of the first year, Moshe Rabbeinu put up the Mishkan at the beginning of the second year, and sometime later during the second year sent the Miraglim. The Gemara now begins to establish the timeline of the second year. The Mishkan was put up on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the beginning of the second year, as the Pasuk in Parashat Pekudi says, "Vayhi b'chodesh arishon b'shana hashenis b'echel ha'chodesh hukam ha'mishkan." On Chaf Iyar they traveled for the first time since Hakamas ha'mishkan, as the Pasuk in Parashat Baal Yischa says, "Vayhi b'shana hashenis b'chodesh hasheni b'esem ha'chodesh na'la ha'onim me'al mishkan ha'edus v'ksev v'yisum ha'ashem derech shleishas yamim." They traveled 3 days, which brings us to Chaf Beis Iyar. The words of Ayisim HaHashem are interpreted as Ayisayim Sorum Acher Hashem. They turned away from Hashem by complaining about the man and asking for Basar meat, as the Pasuk says, Vasafsov Asher Bekirbo Hisavu Tavu, Vayishuva Vayivku Gam B'nei Yisrael Vayimru Miyachaleinu Basar. Upon which Hashem provided this love for 29 days, as the Pasuk there says, Achar Yishayamim, up to a month. This brings us to Chav Beis Sivan. Then we have the parasha of Miriam, where the Pasuk says, "V'tisagi Miriam Shabbos Yamim." They waited 7 days until Chav Tes Sivan. The next parasha is Shlach Lecha Anoshim, and as the Brisa clearly states, "V'tanya be'esr v'tisha b'sivan shalach Moshe Miraglim." Moshe sent the Miraglim on the 29th of Sivan. The Miraglim returned after 40 days, as the Pasuk says, "V'yishuvim mituha aretz miketz arboim yaim." The Gemara, as per Rashi, explains that the 40 days are figured as follows. Beis Misivan, 2 days left of Sivan, which is always a Chedesh Mali of 30 days. Laman Mitamas, 30 days of Tamas, which, although generally Chaser, that year was Mali. Chasmiav and 8 days of Av, for a total of 40 days. Hence, the Miraglim came back on Erev Tisha B'Av. The following night, the Pasuk says, "V'tisa kol ha'eda v'yitnu es kailam, v'yivka ha'am b'layla ha'hu," they all cried about not wanting to enter Eretz Yisrael. Amar Rabba, Rabbi Yechanan, "Esayoyim Erev Tisha B'Av haya." Amalema Kodesh Baruch Hu, Atem Mechisim Bechiyah Shalchinam, Vanekevei Alechem Bechiyah Ledairoiz. Hashem said to them, "You cried for no reason. I will set this day as a day of crying for generations to come." Therefore Tisha B'Av is the day on which Nigzal Aviseinu Shlei Kansul Aretz, it was decreed upon our ancestors that they would not enter Eretz Yisrael, as the Pasuk there says, "Em Yirsal Aretz Hashem Nishbati La'Avayisam." The Gemara continues proving the other tragedies that occurred on Tisha B'Av. The Charev Habayis Birushayna, the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed on Tisha B'Av. The Gemara cites two psukim which seem to contradict each other. Uvachaydesh HaChamishi, B'Shiva LaChaydesh, on the 7th day. Uvachaydesh HaChamishi, B'Asa LaChaydesh, on the 10th day. The Brisa explains, B'Shiva Nechnesu Nachum LaHeichel, V'Achlu B'Kilklu B'Yishvi Yishmini. On the 7th, the Goyim entered the Heichel and ate there and performed despicable acts. B'Tashi, Samach L'Chashecha, Yitzisu B'Y Esa'ur. On the 9th day towards evening, they set on fire, and they continued burning the entire day of the 10th. Since it burned through the 10th, Rabbi Yechanan said he would have made the day of remembering this tragedy on the 10th, because because the majority of the Heichal was burned on the 10th. However, the Rabbanan said, Aschalta de Parnasa Adifa, the beginning of a tragedy is more significant, and this happened on Tisha B'Av. Uveshnia, the second Beis HaMikdash was also destroyed on Tisha B'Av. The Gemara cites the following advice. Good things happen on a good day, and bad things happen on the day meant for bad. The Brisa continues, when the first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Erev Tisha B'Av Hoyu, U'Mitzah Shabbos Hoyu, U'Mitzah Shviyas Hoyu, U'Mishmarta Shal Yahyar Rav Hoyu, the Levim were singing the Shira that says, V'yeshav Alei Mas'ayin Mevirasam Yatzmisim, Hashem turned their own violence on them, and will cut them off with their own evil. They didn't have a chance to finish the words Hashem, our Almighty, will cut them off before the Goyim came and conquered them. And the same thing happened during destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash. We see it was also destroyed on Tisha B'Av. Then look at the Beitar. The city of Beitar was conquered by the Romans. We know this from Gemara tradition. The city of Yerushalayim was plowed under. This is also a Gemara. The Mishnah continues, therefore, Mishanichnas Av Mamaitim Simcha. When the month of Av begins, we diminish our joy. The Gemara adds, Kshem Shemishanichnas Av Mamaitim Simcha, Kach Mishanichnas Adar Mar Bemisimcha. Just as in Av we diminish our joy, in Adar we increase our joy. Amra Papa Hilkach, by Yisrael de Islay Dina Bahadi Nachri, the Shtamid Mineba Av de Rey Mazle, Vlemtinashi Ba'adar de Bari Mazle. A Jew that has a court case with a non-Jew should stay away from him in Av when the Jew's mazel is bad, and rather schedule the court appearance in Adar when his mazel is good. Mishnah continues with some halachas of the week of Tisha B'Av. Shabbos shechal Tisha B'Av liyas b'teicha, asur mal saper umal chabas, uvachamishim mutam nekavra Shabbos. During the week of Tisha B'Av, one may not take a haircut or wash clothes. Regarding the Isra l'chabas, the Gemara cites a machlekes. Am Rav Nachman, it's only forbidden to wash and then also wear the laundered clothes. But one may wash the clothes and put them away for after Tisha B'Av. Even washing to be put away is forbidden. Now, when the Mishnah says, according to Rav Sheshes, it is referring to L'chabes U'laniach, which is Asr all week, and Mutter on Thursday L'kavra Shabbos. According to Rav Nachman, it cannot be referring to L'chabes V'laniach, because it's Mutter all week. Therefore, it must be referring to L'chabes V'lulvish, which is Asr all week, and Mutter on Thursday L'kavra Shabbos. Although he wears it since Thursday, it's considered L'kavra Shabbos, because we're speaking of Misha Einle El'chalak Achad, one who has only one garment. However, the Gemara cites a brisa and concludes, Asr L'chabes L'fnei Tisha B'Av, Afil L'aniach L'achar Tisha B'Av. Regarding that which the Mishnah said, Shabbos chal Tisha B'Av liyas b'teicha. The week of Tisha B'Av, the Gemara cites a machlekes. Amar Rav loishanu el lofanav, avla achrav mutter, v'shmula ma'afila achrav nami asa. For example, if Tisha B'Av is on Tuesday, according to Rav, only before Tisha B'Av, Sunday and Monday is asa, but after Tisha B'Av, from Wednesday and on, it's mutter, even though it's in the week of Tisha B'Av. According to Shmuel, the rest of the week after Tisha B'Av until Friday is also asa. However, the Gemara cites a three-way machlekes tanoim as to when these isurim apply. V'noyeg avol merish chedish v'ad hatainis divrei Meir. Meir holds that these halachas of mourning apply from Rish Chedish Av until Tisha B'Av, which we refer to as the 9 days. P'yuda Emer, kol ha-chedish kulei asur. P'yuda holds that they apply all the month of Av, even after Tisha B'Av. P'shem Gamliel Emer, ein asur ela isa Shabbos b'lvad. P'shem Gamliel holds that they apply only during the week of Tisha B'Av. Now, Remeir certainly holds like Rav, Leishon el Lefanav, Aval Achrav Mutter. Rehuda certainly holds like Shmuel, Afil Achrav Nami Asr. The opinion of Shem Gamliel can be interpreted both ways. Therefore, the Gemara concludes, Amarava Halacha Kriv Shem Gamliel, Vamarava Halacha Kriv Meir, Vitavai Lekula. We pass on like both of Shem Gamliel and Remeir by accepting both of their leniencies. We pass on like Shem Gamliel that we do not start from Rish Chedish, but from Shavua Shechal by Tisha B'Av, the beginning of the week of Tisha B'Av. And we pass on like Reb Meir, the Lachar of Mutter, we do not go past Tisha B'Av.